Okay, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So we'll continue on volume 14, 4, 9, 1926. My divine will makes the soul grow straight in such a way that she cannot bend toward the earth, but always looks at heaven. And that's the glorious thing. This is one of the reasons why the little children of the Holy Divine Will are happy. It's heaven's with them. They're peaceful, joyful, and happy. The worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity of the earth is not part of us. And yes, we are concerned about things, but our trust and our confidence is in God. We give our fiat to all things. And Jesus says, the soul's constant looking towards heaven forms many exhalations of light that envelops her completely. This cloud of light is so thick, eclipsing all things of the earth, it makes them all disappear. And in exchange, it makes reappear for the soul everything that is heaven. And this, if you're reading the divine will, you know exactly what I mean. When you're not reading the divine will, you become oppressed. All that's around us is very oppressive. But when we begin to read the divine will and study the divine will, it disappears. It just dissipates, as he says. What reappears for us in everything is heaven. So it can be said that heaven is what the soul knows, and all that belongs to heaven is what the soul loves. And that's what happens. You begin to live, this is what Our Lady said to Louisa. I'm going to teach you a way of heaven and no longer the way of earth. When we begin to read and study and put into practice these truths, our life really becomes a life of heaven. It's so glorious. My divine will renders the soul firm, the step firm. Therefore, there is no danger that she may stagger even slightly. And as we learn the fiat, as we enter into this fiat, this third fiat of God, again, the first fiat of God is when God said, fiat lux, let there be light, and all creation began. Everything with the word fiat, everything came into existence. With the fiat mihi of the Blessed Mother, the incarnation took place. God became man. And now the third fiat, fiat voluntas tua. When we learn this fiat, may your kingdom come and reign in me, in this dust, this earth, as it is in heaven. What will happen is we enter into this third fiat. This third fiat is what God has planned for all of mankind. And he's asking us to begin to live this so that the whole world can receive it. So it can be said that heaven is what the soul knows, and all that belongs to heaven is what the soul loves. My divine will renders the soul firm, step firm, and therefore there is no danger that she might stagger even slightly. So the one who lets my divine will reign within herself feels the firmness in good. It's to begin to live a life of heaven. This is what God is asking. Volume 19. 9, 12, 19, 26. My divine will is firmness and an indissoluble bond. It seems unseemly for the soul who possesses my divine will as life to occupy herself with anything else. Rather, you should remain firm on how to expand, this is what God is asking of us, the boundaries of its kingdom, so that it may triumph. It may be formed in each and every one of us, and that you may transmit it to the poor generations that are now wiggling about and forming the current of the chasms into which they shall be swept. You see what your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, even your parishioners are involved in. They are wiggling about and forming the current of the chasm into which they shall be swept. We don't want this. We don't want this for our family, our friends. They want to live their own life. They want to live separate from Christ and his church. It pains us. We are at the foot of the cross with Our Lady in sorrow, with Christ being crucified again and again by our friends, our relatives, our neighbors, our co-workers, our parishioners. But what we are doing is what Jesus says is, I want you to begin to live this life. I want you to be the yeast so that they can be brought into the kingdom. So that means nothing can be for us of the earth. Okay. God separates from us the world, the flesh, and the devil. Why? So that we can be filled with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is a glorious time to be alive. And not to be afraid, not to be panicking, not to be upset, but with total trust, total confidence, total being courageous on the battlefield, knowing that God is going to win. We have to fight with him. If we don't fight with him, we're on the other side. 5:20, 10:17, 19:26. A divine will that prays together with our works and together with its little daughter, Louisa, is the greatest portent. Do you see what Jesus is saying? The divine will that prays together with our, this is God's works, and together with Louisa. It's always together with Louisa. Don't think that you could live in the divine will separate from Louisa. This is her gift. And Jesus says, through her, you're going to receive this gift. It's like, you know, being a Franciscan. You can't be a Franciscan without Francis. You can't be a Dominican without Dominic. You can't live in the divine will without the little daughter, Louisa Picaretta. Always go to her, pray to her, and ask her for help. She knows what you're going through, and she's going to help you. It is a power equal to our own that prays. It is impossible for us, triune God, not to grant what is asked. Do you hear that? This is the command prayer. It is a power equal to God that prays. Did you see what Jesus is saying? And it is impossible for God not to grant what is asked. Scripture says this. Jesus says, ask, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. Peter, when he saw Jesus walking on the water, in that storm, he says, if you're the Messiah, command me to come to you. And Jesus said, come, take my prayer and make it your command. And what happens? Peter does a divine thing. Humans don't walk on water. But with the prayer of Jesus, this is why he says, it is a power equal to our own. Why? We're saying to God, take my prayer and make it. Pray in my praying. Gaze in my gazing. Walk in my walking. You're previewing an act in the morning. You're asking God to reign in us. It is a power equal to God that prays. It is impossible for God not to grant what is asked. Oh, how holy, how pure, how noble, how fully divine, without a shadow of the human. It is the kingdom of our divine will reigning in that soul that prays this way. Our own fiat shall be its basis. It's the foundation and its depth that extends below, in the midst, and above these children of the celestial family. And it shall render, and it shall render their step firm, and the kingdom of my divine will unshakable for them. See, God is with us. Why Emmanuel? God is with us because he wants to fully reign in us, not just be with us, but reign in us. So we're saying to Jesus, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, walk in my walking, gaze in my gazing, listen in my listening. I don't want to do anything separate from you, Lord. I want you to reign. I want you to be my Lord, my Master, my Savior, my King, my God, my all. I want what you want. Image and likeness. 5:20, 10:26, 19:26. My Jesus, what are you saying? It seems that you want to tempt me and make fun of me. How is it possible that you have placed more grace in me than in Adam? This question is being asked by all those that are reading the volumes. How can Louisa have more grace than Adam? And Jesus says, certainly, certainly, my daughter. Sorry. Holy cow. I had to make it so that your human will might be sustained by another divine humanity, so that it would not stagger, but remain firm in my divine will. So what is Jesus saying? Adam did not have me as his Adam. Adam did not have my mother as his Adam, as his Eve. He says, you have the new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary. Therefore, I had to make it so that your human will might be sustained by another divine humanity, Jesus Christ himself, the Blessed Mother herself, Jesus and Mary, so that it would not stagger, remain firm in my divine will. Therefore, I am, that he uses God's name, I am, not making fun of you, but I am, this is God speaking, telling you this, so that you correspond to me and be attentive. So what Jesus is asking us is the same thing. Correspond to Jesus. Listen to what Jesus is saying about Louisa. Begin to understand who this newborn is. She's not God, but she possesses a divine life that God originally planned. That's what the priest says every day at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. This is fulfilled in Louisa. She's sharing in divinity. God breathed the Ruah of God, the breath of God, into Adam. Why? So Adam could be in God's image and likeness. He lost it. So Jesus says, I'm going to make sure nobody loses this again. I will be the new Adam. My mother will be the new Eve. And we'll breathe this life into Louisa, the firstborn. And all those that want it can possess it if they go to Louisa. This is what God is doing. Father Bucci says Louisa was called Louisa La Santa when she was alive. Because he says the church and the world will recognize Louisa as the saint of the church. What's coming is going to knock your socks off. What's coming is so magnificent. And all that the Lord is asking is, are you willing to be part of this army, the divine will army, filled with peace, joy, and happiness, filled with the love of God? He says, you want, it's the life of Jesus, it's the life of Mary that this army possesses. Undefeatable. No one can defeat it. No one can destroy it. No one can conquer it. This is what God wanted from Adam from the beginning, but because Adam fell, Jesus came to earth, Mary came to earth, the new Adam and the new Eve, and they breathed this life into Louisa. And now Jesus is saying, I'll give you the how and the way this is going to happen with the book of heaven that I, Jesus, dictated to Louisa. You'll really fall in love with the Holy Catholic Church. That's the universal life that Adam had before he fell. That universal life is what our God wants us to possess. There will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. There's not going to be many religions, because there is the universal life that God wants us to live. This is such a glorious time. Volume 20, 11, 1, 1926. Now, if you want to know what my divine will does in heaven, that azure that appears always firm and stretch above the heads of everyone, there is not one point in which heaven cannot be seen, both at night and in the daytime. They remain always in their place. So our divine will keeps our eternity, keeps our firmness that never changes, spreads out. It remains always in its perfect balance, nor does it ever change because of any circumstance. We enter into that eternal now of God, the eternal peace of God, love of God, life of God, light of God. That's what the divine will is. And that's why when you read, you're so happy. Jesus is speaking to you every day. Jesus is teaching you every day. You're alone with Jesus Christ, and he talks to you. You might not hear him with your ears, but you hear him with your heart, your mind, your soul. You begin to understand things from a divine perspective. This is what God's doing. And while it loves, it glorifies our eternity, our unshakable being. It makes the earth happy and says to mankind, look, take the heavens as model. That are always stretched above your head. Be always firm and good, just as I am, always stretched out from here in order to protect you, so that you too, like a second heaven, populated with stars, that to your eyes seem so bound to the heavens that it can be said that the stars are daughters of the heavens, so that you too may be firm and good, and the heaven of your soul shall be populated with stars. Sorry. Like many births from you and daughters of yours. So this image and likeness of God is giving light and life to and love to everyone and everything. It's Our Lady says, my soul magnifies the Lord. Be fruitful and multiply. It's not just children. It's every thought, every word, every deed to begin to expand the heavens of all the earth, of all mankind, to begin to live a life that has never been seen before. Well, it was glimpsed by Adam, but when Adam fell, everything was lost. Eve was tested and fell immediately. She did not possess the gift. It was like Joseph. Joseph was in the presence of Jesus and Mary, but he didn't live in the divine will. What did Jesus say? The greatest man born of woman is John the Baptist, but the least in the kingdom, that's Louisa, is greater than he. So the greater than the one that's greater than the greatest man born of woman, John the Baptist, is Louisa. And what God wants is he wants us now to begin to live this abundant life of the little daughter of the divine will, the newborn, the firstborn. So Jesus is looking at us and he's really asking us to begin to live this abundant life. Sorry. So in making your round in creation, see, this is important too. Pray your rounds every day. I love praying the Easter Pentecost rounds. I love praying them up until Christ the King, the traditional date. That this is such a great time to begin to live a life, a prayer life of Jesus and Mary when you pray the rounds. So in making your rounds in creation, when you arrive at the heavens, you too, united with our divine will, love and glorify our eternity, love and glorify our unshakable being that never changes, love and glorify and pray that it may render all creatures firm and good, that all creatures may be the reflection of the heavens and may enjoy the happiness brought by a good and continuous life, light, and love that is never interrupted. This gift of the divine will, I can just imagine St. Anthony, St. Francis, St. Clair, any of the saints alive today. They would be digging, they would be devouring this book of heaven. But it wasn't for them. They were to learn how to do the will of God. This is for us. Jesus has given us Louisa. Father Bucci says St. Francis was for his time. St. Thomas Aquinas was for his time. And we learn from them. But he says Louisa is for our time. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? Who is she? And as you enter into this gift, you become overwhelmed by how much God loves her, that he would ask us to be alive at this time, to begin to live the third fiat, to live the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, the fulfillment of the Our Father. 2,000 years of prayer is now being fulfilled in Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. Volume 20, 11-4, 1926. My daughter, look at the passionate love of this noble queen. This noble queen is the divine will. We have to see the passionate love of our God in this great, as he says, noble queen of the divine will. This noble queen of the divine will reaches the point of veiling herself with earth in order to rend it firm so that mankind may walk safely upon it. So everything around us is of the divine will. But it's the earth is firm so that because of the divine will, so that we can walk upon it. And as the soul walks over the veil of the earth and that hides the divine will takes the soles of the feet of mankind in her noble and royal little hands so that it may not stagger in order to give mankind firm step. So our walking, Jesus says, is because of the divine will. Our breathing is because of the divine will. anything that we think, say, and do is because of the divine will. This was the plan of God, that we live in his divine will. And while holding through Mother Earth, the souls of man tightly to her noble breast, she would want to go out, unveiling herself of the veil of earth that covers her, but mankind walks over her without even paying attention to see who is sustaining the step, who maintains the great mass of the earth so firmly for man, so that he may not stagger. It is the divine will. See, God is asking us to begin to see things from his perspective. It is the divine will that places itself under our feet with a continuous act in order to sustain our walking, our dancing, our singing, whatever we're doing, to render the earth firm so that it may not fall into the abyss. This is the beauty of God, the love of God, the brilliance of God, the wisdom of God is the divine will. And he's asking us to begin to participate. What did Adam do when he walked on the earth? He was praising the Father, praising God for what God has created for man. What do we do? We ignore it. So Jesus is saying, I want you to come back to pray the rounds the way I prayed the rounds. So when we pray the rounds, it's Jesus and us praising the Father for all that is around us. We're beginning to see every leaf on a tree. We're beginning to hear, smell, taste, touch, this I love you from every leaf on a tree, from every blade of grass, from every grain of sand. We're entering into this abundant love, recognizing who our God is in all the I love yous that he puts around us. That's what Adam did before he fell. That's how Jesus lived. That Jesus prayed the rounds. Our Lady prayed the rounds. What we have been praying for the last 2,000 years is the prayers of the saints. How they recognize God. Now Jesus is saying, I want you to recognize all the I love yous through Jesus, through Mary, that has been given to Louisa. The rejoicing, the praising, the glorifying God is heaven, which has to be on earth. That's what the rounds do. The rounds help us to begin to sing to God. I was listening to a song this morning, the Ave Maria, wonderfully sung. When we sing, it's in the name of everyone and everything, every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, to give glory, honor, and praise to God. That's why Jesus says, I want you to learn the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth exactly the way it's in heaven. Louisa is the one who has done this. Listen to Archbishop Piccieri, what he said. He said very clearly, there's no one in the history of the church, history of the world, that is the one to teach us how the Our Father is going to be fulfilled. He says, this is Louisa's job. Get to know Louisa. Volume 20, 1123, 1926. My daughter, the living in my divine will forms the true son. Sorry. I think it's the pollen that's out there today. My daughter, the living in the divine will forms the true sun between heaven and earth. Its rays extend down below, investing each and every thought, each and every gaze, each and every word, each and every work, each and every step. It's an explosion of I love yous. This is what's so beautiful. And binding them with its light, it forms with them a crown around itself, keeping it firm within itself so that nothing may escape this I love you of God. Nothing will escape. We are to participate in this. My daughter, Volume 20, 12, 8, 1926. My daughter, don't you know that these writings, this book of heaven, of ours, of God's, comes from the depth of my sacred heart? It's not Louisa that's writing this. These are the words of Jesus. That's why I'm saying when you read the book of heaven every day, you're happy. Jesus is speaking to you. Jesus is teaching you. Jesus is leading. He's guiding. He's directing you. And in these words, these writings, I, God, make flow the tenderness of my sacred heart to touch all those souls who shall read them. with the firmness of my divine speech to strengthen them in the truths of my divine will. In all these sayings, these truths, these examples, these promises that I, Jesus, make you write on paper, I, God, make flow the dignity of my celestial wisdom. Jesus says there's no other book like this on earth. All the other books are about things. He says, Jesus says, this book is about me. It's me. It's me. And so what the Lord is asking is, are you ready to enter a new beginning with God? Are you willing to do that? Then he says, I'll give you the book. You can read it as much as you want or as little as you want. You can have 30, 60, or 100 fold. Whatever you want, I will give you. It's free. It's yours. What do you want? And this is one of the reasons for becoming a third order Benedictine. It's a promise to Jesus Christ. I will read every day a half an hour. I promise, I swear, I will read at least a half an hour every day. That's minimal. Minimal Catholic is going to church on Sunday. Minimal Catholic is going to confession at least once a year. God doesn't want minimal. He loves to see explosions of I love yous. People who want to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, looking at Jesus, the demonstrants, participating in God, participating in the Holy Eucharist, Holy Mass. Again, we've gone through some tough times. One of the things that God has taught us these last couple of months is spiritual communion. Spiritual communion is powerful. And Jesus appeared to St. Gertrude with two ciboriums, one silver ciborium with the spiritual communions and one gold ciborium with the real communions that you receive at Holy Mass. And he says, both are pleasing to me. And he says to Luisa, there will be a time when you will not be able to receive communion. And Luisa lamented. And Jesus said, Luisa, which is better, to receive me in a mystical way for 15 minutes at Holy Mass, and then that real presence is gone, or to receive me in a perennial communion that never ends? And she says, a perennial communion. And he goes, that's what I'm giving you in the divine will. Never to be separated from me. That's our God. That's what our God has given us. What we've had for the last 2 months is learning how to pray a spiritual communion every hour on the hour, if we wish. Every hour on the hour, making a spiritual communion. Don't be upset. Jesus is teaching us something. Jesus is leading us closer to himself. And he's asking us to enter into this abundant gift. Excuse me. And all these sayings, all these truths, all these examples that I, Jesus, make you write on paper, make flow the dignity of my celestial wisdom in such a way that those who read them or shall read them, that's what's coming. If they are in the state of grace, they shall feel within themselves my divine tenderness, the divine firmness of my speech, and the light of my divine wisdom, as though in between magnets they shall be drawn into the knowledge of my most holy divine will. The book of heaven gets us ready for Jesus to do something spectacular. If we're reading this, watch what God is going to do. You can't be the same after you read the divine will. Read the divine will if you have the calendar, read the calendar every day. Every day read. Let Jesus teach you why this day is so important to him. Why this day? Read what Jesus is saying today in the calendar. He's teaching us constantly. It's an explosion of I love yous that he's filling us, that we can, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, give back to the Father, our Heavenly Father, the love, the praise, the glory that our God so rightly deserves. Not just from one, but from all mankind. This is what's coming. Volume 20, 1:13, 1927. Look, my daughter, from the moment my divine will went out into the field and all of creation, it has always been firm and unshakable and doing good. And in spite of the many volubilities, the wordiness of the creatures and the offenses. People will talk about anything and everything except the divine will. They will talk about anything except the most important thing in the world, the divine will, and all the offenses. Triumphing over everything, it has followed the course of always, always doing good. See, in order to make the creature ascend again back to the firmness, back into the perennial good, back into the unshakability of my most holy divine will, I, God, want to establish my kingdom in their midst. May your kingdom come on earth in this dust as it is in heaven. He says, I want this. Our response should be fiat. I want it too. I want what you want, God. See then in what point I have placed you. In the firmness, in the unshakability of the fiat. Fiat voluntas tua. May your kingdom come and reign in this dust on earth as it is in heaven. So to allow you to lay this kingdom of mine within it, and just as my divine will triumphs of everything with its firmness, so shall you triumph of everything with its firmness in the unshakability of its acts, and you shall reorder the divine order between the two wills, between the human, the divine will, and it shall be regenerated in its glory, and the human will shall place itself again back in the order established by God. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth as it reigns in heaven, exactly the way it reigns in heaven. No dissimilarity between heaven and earth. That's what's coming. And Jesus has said, I have predestined you, that's us, to reign, to be alive at this time so that the kingdom of God can reign in us on earth as it is in heaven. He has given us the book of heaven. I remember before the volumes came out of the Vatican, everybody was praying that we could read and study these hidden volumes, volume 20 through volume 36, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. St. Honorable de Francia didn't read them. He read a few. He died before that. Jesus has saved this for us. How much he loves us that he would give us the book of heaven. How much he loves us that he would give us the opportunity to read as much or as little as we want. We can be filled 30, 60, or 100 fold. Jesus says, whatever you want, I want. But we have to surrender. So what does he say to us now? This firm and unshakable ability of doing good, living in God's will, is what he wants for us. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. There's no sin in the divine will. That's what God is calling us to. And again, that's why I'm saying nobody possesses it yet. Because we're all sinners. We all have to go to confession each week. But what Jesus is saying is, wait till you see what I have planned. Wait till you see what's coming. This is a glorious time to be alive. And our Lord has asked us to be living at this time. Volume 21, 3, 5, 1927. Sorry. I'm going to have to drink some water. This is a little too much. Thank you. All right. My daughter, do not fear. I am here with you. God is with us. My daughter, do not fear. Don't be afraid of anything. There's no need to be afraid. We are in the army of the divine will. There's nothing that can defeat this army. There's nothing to worry about. Our Lord is asking us, pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. Do not fear. I am here with you. God is with us. What I want is that you never go out of my divine will. And we say, okay, I don't want to go out of the divine will. That you continue your acts. I want to continue my acts in the divine will. That you always, without ever moving from the boundaries of the kingdom of my supreme fiat, without ever moving from the boundaries of the kingdom of the supreme fiat, that's what I want, Lord. And this shall give you the firmness that shall make you like your God. Image and likeness. It's firmness. It's stability. It's trust. It's confidence. Do you see what God is calling us to? For one, once he has done an act, that act has a continuous life. This is the thing about doing your acts and your rounds in the divine will. It lasts forever. 100 million years from now, when you say, Jesus, breathe in my breathing, and you take a breath, 100 million years from now, that act is still saying to God, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you. Never ending. Because you're saying to Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus is doing that. It can never end. Do you see why God is asking us to enter into the divine will? He's going to teach us a new and divine way of holiness. That's what St. John Paul II said in 2004 at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia. We're going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. And that is living in the divine will. That's what God has planned. A continuous life that without ever ceasing, an act ever continuous is only of God, who suffers no interruption in his acts. This is why our divine firmness is unshakable and extending everywhere with our own divine immensity. This is God speaking. It renders our act as uninterrupted. And wherever we try and God lean on, we try and God find our divine firmness that gives us the greatest honor. Why? A human is doing it. A human is allowing it to happen. Image and likeness. It makes us, Triune God, known as the Supreme Being, as the creator of everything. And it renders our divine being and our divine acts unshakable. Do you see what God is calling us to? Image and likeness. To do what God does. Jesus said that. You do far greater things than me. How can we do far greater things than God? In the divine will, this is done. In the divine will, this is accomplished. Our Lord is just astonishing. In fact, whatever place we, Triune God, want to lean on, when we, Triune God, find our divine firmness that sustains everything, my daughter, firmness is of divine nature, of divine quality, and it is a right that we, Triune God, give this participation of divine quality, of divine nature to the soul who must be daughter of our divine fiat and must live of our divine kingdom. See, we're talking divine. We're not talking fallen human. You see what God is doing? The saints lived a saintly, good, and holy life from a human perspective. Jesus is now saying, I now want you to enter into divine reality, the way I originally planned for mankind. I want to give back to mankind the divine will that Adam lost, to live that divine I love you that originally was planned for mankind. How many things of divine firmness says, okay, that says that our soul, the soul moves only for God, only for God. See, this is another reason for happiness. Everything that you think, say, and do is only for God. You're participating in the sharing in divinity. So that she moves with divine reason and out of pure love. How do we have divine reason? Our intellect, we begin to see things from a divine perspective. That's why the church teaches us. We begin to learn how to think the way Jesus wants us to think, from a divine perspective, not a fallen human perspective. With divine reason, out of pure love, not with passion, not out of self-interest. And it says that the soul knows the good that she does, and therefore the soul remains firm in it without ever interrupting it. Firmness says, with indelible characters, here, there is the finger of God. Therefore, be firm in your acts, and you shall have our divine firmness in your operating. So this is the reason that we're deciding to have a firm resolution. It's of God. A firm resolution, never to no longer live in our human will, but only in God's holy divine will. This paragraph here is a good paragraph to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament and say to Jesus, you want this for me. Help me to begin to live this life. Help me to begin this, live this life that you live, Jesus. Volume 21, 5-4, 1927. Such is the soul who does my divine will. The soul is more than heavens. My divine will extends within the soul as more than it is your heavens studded with stars, and it remains in its place, firm and unshakable, reigning and dominating everything with such divine majesty as to render even the littlest acts of the soul by virtue of its divine light as more than the most refulgent stars and suns. This is what's coming. God is training us. He's teaching us. Little by little, you're not going to understand this completely. 100 million years from now, you'll read this again and you'll go, oh, now I'm beginning to understand what you want me to do, how you want me to enter into this abundant life. There's no snapping of your fingers saying, what does this mean? Sit down and listen to Jesus. He expands your capacity each day so that you begin to understand what this is all about. Little by little, that's the great joy. Little by little, he teaches us. Volume 22, 7, 26, 27. My daughter, my divine will has the triumph in you, and it is why it squeezes you drop by drop under its divine press, so that not even a drop of your human will may be left in you. He's squeezing out of us all that is human. Why? It's a sponge. He squeezes it out. Why? So that we're filled with divinity. He doesn't want the human misery in you anymore. And this is the divine press. He's doing this. Poor daughter, it is a divine and unshakable will that works in you in order to lay its kingdom in you, even in your littlest acts, every heartbeat, every breath. Therefore, patience, do not lose heart. Be patient. God is going to teach you, but be diligent, be firm in reading. Don't stop reading, but be patient. God will show you. My divine will has two characters, unshakable firmness and incessant act. This is why when a soul has given herself to the divine will, it works. Its work is incessant. God is going to do it. Don't worry. All he looks for is your fiat. Yes, I will do this. Yes, you want me to do this, fiat, I will read. Volume 22, 8-4, 1927. In my divine will, I have invested you with extraordinary grace that is firmness in good and incessant act, virtues that are exclusively divine. Do you think that your continuous rounds in the work of your creator is something trivial or ordinary? The firmness of your will is in mine, only to follow the acts of my eternal will. In face of my divine will, fervors and sensibilities have nothing to do with it. And they are like the little lights before the great sun. They have no reason to exist. And if they do exist, it is for nothing. My divine will absorbs everything and makes the soul become all of God. That's how he created us, image and likeness. Who wants to make of her another sun? One who is son wants everyone to become son. And it would not be something worthy of it to form little lights. It would go out of its nature if that happens. And if you are there crying over little lights, and do not think of the son that invests you, giving you firmness and unshakability, more so since when my divine will reigns in the soul, it is like the beating of the heart that has the primary act of divine life in it, and it's all its members. And like life, motion, strength, heat, everything comes from the heartbeat. And if the heartbeat ceases, life, motion, and everything else ceases. So God is saying to us, I've got plans for you. I want you to enter into this gift. And our response is fiat. Let it be done as you say. Our Lady didn't understand how and why this was going to happen. She just said, fiat mihi. Let it be done as you say. We learn from Our Lady to give our fiat. We learn from our Lord when he said, Father, not my will, but your will be done. That's what Luisa did. She learned from Jesus and Mary how to live this life. So we'll end there and be back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.